Welcome to the deep dive, everybody. Today, we're going to be tackling email marketing.
Right.
And specifically, we're going to be talking about building an email list that's going to be your secret weapon for marketing success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you're getting ready for a project or just getting a crash course in email marketing, or maybe you're just super curious about how it all works.
Right.
We've got you covered today.
Yeah.
We are diving into building an email marketing list, your best asset for marketing success.
Okay.
A guide from Home Business Insider published on November 26, 2024. So get ready because we're going to unlock the strategies for building a high-performing email list with actionable insights you can use right away.
People think email marketing is old school, but it's not.
Yeah.
Email marketing is more relevant than ever.
And this guide dives right into why. Starting with this idea of permission.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a big deal about the difference between opt-in lists and purchase lists.
Right.
So can you unpack that a little bit for us?
Yeah. So think about it this way. Would you rather have a conversation with someone who's genuinely interested in what you have to say?
Yeah.
Or someone who's been forced to listen?
Right.
That's the core difference between an opt-in list and a purchased list. An opt-in list is built on permission.
Okay.
These are people who have actively chosen to hear from you, which means they're already engaged and more likely to convert into customers.
I see. So it's about building a relationship, not just like blasting out a message to anybody and everybody.
It's a relationship.
Okay.
You're building a community.
Yeah.
With your audience.
Right.
And the numbers back this up. The guide highlights that email marketing delivers a whopping $42 return on investment for every dollar spent.
Oh, hold on. $42 for every $1.
For everyone.
That's amazing.
It is.
What makes email so much more effective than, say, social media ads?
Well, with social media, you're battling algorithms.
You are.
And you're competing for attention in a crowded feed.
Yeah, you're shouting into the void.
Yes, you are. Email, on the other hand, provides a direct line to your audience.
To your audience.
It's a personalized space.
Where?
Where you can tailor messages that resonate deeply.
So it's not just about having a list. It's about having the right list.
Absolutely. It is about having the right list.
Okay.
And building that right list starts with knowing your audience inside and out.
Right.
The guide goes beyond basic demographics.
Okay.
And introduces the concept of psychographics.
Psychographics.
It's about understanding your audience's values,
their
hobbies, their pain points.
So more than just age and location, you're trying to get into their heads and really understand what makes them tick.
Exactly what makes them tick.
Okay.
It's like creating a customer persona.
Uh-huh.
Imagine writing a story about your ideal customer.
Okay.
What are their dreams, their frustrations? What keeps them up at night? That's the level of depth we're talking about.
I like that. So now we have this clear picture of who it is we're talking to.
Right.
How do we get them on our list?
The guide outlined four key strategies.
Okay.
Lead magnets, point of sale signups, social media promotion, and content marketing. Each of these offers a unique way to attract subscribers and grow your list.
Can you give us some examples of what this looks like in the real world?
Absolutely. Let's say you're a fitness company.
Okay.
A great lead magnet would be a free 30-day meal plan.
That makes sense.
You offer this valuable resource in exchange for an email address.
Right.
Instantly providing value to potential customers while growing your list.
Okay, what about point of sale?
Point of sale.
Signups.
Imagine you're at the checkout counter at your favorite store.
Okay.
The cashier asks if you'd like to join their email list for exclusive discounts and promotions. It's simple yet effective to capture leads at the moment of purchase.
Very smart. What about leveraging social media?
Oh, social media is great because that's where you can promote contests and giveaways.
Uh-huh.
And even tease valuable content that's only available to your email subscribers.
I see.
It's a great way to tap into that existing social media audience and direct them to your email list.
All right. So last but not least, we have content marketing.
Yes. This is all about creating high quality content like blog posts, videos, infographics that provides genuine value to your target audience.
Okay.
Within that content, you strategically place calls to action, encouraging readers to join your email list for more insights, updates, or exclusive offers.
So you're providing value to your audience.
Yes.
But you're also simultaneously growing your email list.
You got it.
So once somebody decides to join our list, what happens then?
That's where the sign-up form comes in.
Okay.
The guide emphasizes that this is not just a formality. It's a crucial opportunity to make a great first impression.
So we need to make sure these sign-up forms are top-notch.
You do.
What should we be keeping in mind?
Well, first, placement is key.
Yeah.
You want your sign-up form to be visible and easily accessible without being intrusive.
Okay.
Think about high-traffic areas on your website, like the homepage blog posts, or even a dedicated landing page.
All right, so what about the form itself?
Keep it concise.
Mm.
The less information you ask for up front,
right,
the better.
Less is more.
Less is more.
Okay.
People are more likely to sign up if the process is quick and painless.
I'm definitely more likely to sign up for something that doesn't require me to fill out a whole novel. What else?
A compelling call to action.
Okay.
It's essential. You need to give people a reason to click that sign up button. Instead of just saying subscribe, use language that highlights the value they will receive.
Okay.
Like join our community for exclusive tips.
Right.
Or get weekly insights delivered to your inbox.
All right, so we've got our list growing, but how do we make sure it stays healthy and engaged?
Great question.
Is it just a matter of adding new subscribers?
There's more than that. Think of your email list like a garden. You need to nurture it, weed out the dead plants, and make sure it gets enough sunlight to thrive.
I like that analogy. What are some of the techniques we need to be thinking about here?
One of the most important things is to regularly clean your list by removing inactive subscribers.
Inactive subscribers.
These are people who haven't opened or clicked on your emails in a while, and their lack of engagement can actually harm your overall deliverability.
Deliverability.
That's making sure your emails actually get to people's inboxes.
Oh.
Email service providers.
So that's like your Gmail.
Your Gmail, your Yahoo.
Uh-huh.
They pay close attention to how people interact with your emails.
Uh-huh.
If a lot of your emails go unopened, they might start flagging your messages as spam. Which means they'll end up in that dreaded spam folder.
Okay.
Instead of the inbox.
So cleaning our list, removing inactive subscribers is a way to protect our sender reputation and make sure that our emails are actually getting delivered.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so in addition to removing inactive subscribers, you also need to handle bounced emails.
Right.
Are there different types of bounces?
There are soft bounces and hard bounces.
Okay.
Soft bounces are usually temporary issues.
Yeah.
Like a full inbox or a server problem. Hard bounces, on the other hand, indicate permanent issue, like an invalid email address.
I see. So what should we do about these different types of bounces?
Well, for soft bounces, you can usually retry sending the email a few times.
Okay.
But if it still doesn't go through, you might want to investigate further. Or temporarily suspend sending to that address.
Right.
Hard bounces. You should remove that address immediately from your list to avoid harming your sender reputation.
Okay, so we're cleaning our list, handling bounces. What else can we do to make sure our subscribers are happy and engaged?
We're going to dive deeper into that in the next part of our deep dive.
All right.
But for now, remember that building an email list is an ongoing process.
Okay.
It's not just about collecting email addresses. It's about building relationships,
mm-hmm.
providing value,
yeah.
and fostering a community of engaged individuals mm-hmm. who are genuinely interested in what you have to say.
I am already starting to see how powerful this can be.
It is.
Email marketing.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it, but...
There is, but we're only scratching the surface. So make sure you stick around for the next part of our deep dive, where we explore even more strategies for email marketing success.
This is fascinating stuff. I'm excited to learn more about how we can engage those subscribers.
We'll be right back.
Tell me.
After the break.
Welcome back to the deep dive. Before we jumped into keeping your email list healthy, you mentioned that we'd be talking about engaging those subscribers.
Yeah.
You know, it's not enough just to have a list of addresses. You have to make them glad they signed up.
Right. It's like inviting people to a party. You want to make sure they have a good time and want to come back for more.
I like that.
And that's where crafting compelling email campaigns comes in.
Okay, so how do we create those can't-miss emails? I'm picturing confetti and party hats.
Well, while those might work for some brands, the key really is understanding what your audience finds valuable.
Okay.
But even before you even get to the design and the content, you need to know what you want to achieve with each email.
So having a clear purpose for every email we send.
Exactly. Are you promoting a new product? Sharing industry insights? Just sending a quick update to stay top of mind? Once you know the goal, you can tailor your content.
Yeah.
To meet it.
And that's where understanding our audience comes into play, right? Like we talked about earlier, knowing their psychographics can help us create emails that resonate.
Absolutely. The more you understand your audience,
yeah.
the better you'll be at crafting messages that speak directly to their needs and their interests.
Okay.
It's all about creating a sense of relevance.
So it's not just about blasting out the same message. To everyone on our list, we need to segment our audience.
Right.
And personalize our emails to make them feel like they're getting something truly valuable.
Exactly. Gone are the days of generic email blasts. Today, personalization is key.
Mm-hmm.
Addressing your subscribers by name, recommending products based on their past purchases.
Right.
These small touches make a big difference.
It's like those personalized recommendations you get on streaming services. It makes you feel like they get you. So we've got personalization down. What else makes an email stand out?
Think about the last time you read a really captivating story. What made it so engaging?
Okay.
Chances are it evoked emotions, created vivid images in your mind, and kept you wanting more.
Uh-huh.
We can use those same storytelling principles in our emails.
So instead of just listing features and benefits, we should try to tell a story that connects with our audience on a deeper level.
Exactly.
What would that look like in an email?
To be a customer testimonial that highlights how your product solves a specific problem.
Okay.
Or a behind-the-scenes glimpse.
Oof.
Into your company culture, even using an anecdote to illustrate a point, can make your message more memorable.
I love that it's about making our emails human and relatable.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got personalized, story-driven emails. What about the visual side of things?
Visual appeal is crucial. In today's world, think high-quality images, clear layouts, and a consistent brand aesthetic. You know your email should be visually appealing and easy to read on any device.
Yeah, I've gotten emails that were just giant blocks of text. Not very inviting.
Exactly. People are bombarded with information all day long. So you need to make your emails stand out from the clutter.
All right. So we've got great content, we've got great visuals, and it's personalized. What's the final piece of the puzzle?
The call to action.
Okay.
What do you want your subscribers to do? After reading your email, click on a link. Make a purchase. The call to action should be clear, concise, and compelling.
Okay.
Using strong, action-oriented language.
So, like, download your free guide now or get exclusive access.
Exactly.
We should make it as easy as possible for them to take that next step.
Absolutely. Minimize friction and make it crystal clear what you want them to do.
Okay.
Now, while compelling content is crucial, let's not forget about the technical side, email deliverability.
Right.
You can craft the most amazing email.
Yeah.
But if it lands in the spam folder, it's all for nothing.
That's right. And we talked earlier about how keeping our list clean helps with that. What else do we need to know?
Well, there are several factors involved, like email authentication,
mm-hmm.
sender reputation, and even the content of your emails. You want to avoid using spammy language or excessive exclamation points that could trigger filters.
Oh, okay.
It's a deep topic. But the main takeaway is that deliverability is crucial.
So it's like having a great invitation, but then making sure it actually gets delivered to the right address.
Exactly. Now, with all these elements in place, we can start to leverage the power of email automation to really streamline our efforts.
Okay, tell me more about automation. I have a feeling this is where things get really efficient.
Think of all the emails that you send regularly. Welcome emails,
yeah.
Order confirmations, reminders.
Uh-huh. Right.
Automating these processes can save you a ton of time and ensure consistency.
So instead of manually sending each email, we can set up systems to do it for us,
right,
based on certain triggers or actions.
Exactly.
What are some examples of this?
Let's say someone signs up for your email list. You can set up an automated welcome series that introduces them to your brand, highlights your best content, and encourages them to engage.
Uh-huh. Or if somebody abandons their cart on your website, you can trigger an automated email.
Yes.
Reminding them about the items they left behind and maybe offering a discount to complete the purchase.
That's a great one.
It's like having a virtual assistant working behind the scenes to nurture those customer relationships.
Right, and it frees up your time to focus on other aspects of the business.
Exactly, but even with automation, it's not a set it and forget it situation.
It's not.
We need to continuously analyze our data.
Yeah.
And make adjustments.
Absolutely, we need to be testing and optimizing our emails.
Yeah.
Based on what's working and what's not.
So A/B testing subject lines to see which ones get higher open rates.
Yes.
Experimenting with different email layouts and calls to action to see what drives the most clicks, and constantly analyzing your data to identify areas for improvement.
It's about being data-driven and always striving to improve your results.
I'm starting to see that email marketing is both an art and a science.
It is.
You've got to have the creative side of things, but you've also got to have the strategy behind it.
It's about blending that creativity with the strategy. Understanding your audience and constantly refining your approach
yeah.
based on data and feedback
Okay, this has been incredibly insightful, but with all the other marketing channels out there, why should we prioritize email?
That is a great question.
What makes it so special?
We'll explore that very question in the final part of our deep dives.
Okay.
So stay tuned as we uncover the unique power of email marketing in today's digital landscape.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've covered a lot of ground on email marketing, from building a healthy list to creating campaigns that people actually want to read.
We have. You know, we really have gone from the seeds of an idea to a flourishing garden of email strategy.
Exactly. But before we wrap up, you posed a really interesting question at the end of the last part. Why prioritize email marketing when there are so many other options out there? It feels like every day there's a new platform or trend to keep up with.
It's true. The digital landscape is constantly changing, but amidst all the noise, email remains a powerful and reliable channel for a few key reasons.
Okay.
First, it gives you a direct line to your audience. You're not at the mercy of algorithms or hoping your message gets seen in a crowded feed.
So unlike social media, where you're always fighting for visibility, email offers a more controlled environment.
Exactly. You own your email list.
Yeah.
You decide who to contact when and with what message. It gives you a level of control and flexibility that's hard to find elsewhere.
Right.
Second, email allows you to build genuine one-on-one relationships with your subscribers.
That's what we've been talking about with personalization and storytelling. It's about treating our subscribers like individuals, not just numbers on a list.
Right. And that personal touch can make a huge difference in building trust and loyalty. People are more likely to do business with brands they know, like, and trust.
Makes sense.
Email gives you the space to cultivate those feelings.
So it's not just about sending promotional blasts. It's about providing value-sharing insights and building a community.
Exactly. And finally, email marketing is incredibly trackable and measurable.
Okay.
You can see exactly who opened your email, clicked on links, and took action. This data allows you to continuously refine your strategy and improve your results over time.
It's like having a built-in feedback loop to help us understand what's working and what's not.
Precisely. So to answer your question, why prioritize email marketing? Because it offers a unique combination of control, personalization, relationship building, and data-driven insights that can be incredibly powerful for any business.
It's not just about sending emails. It's about building connections that lead to lasting success.
Well said. Now, as we conclude our deep dive, let's leave you with a final thought.
Okay.
In an increasingly noisy digital world, an email list offers a sanctuary, a space where you can connect with people who are genuinely interested in what you have to offer.
It's like a hidden oasis where genuine connections can flourish amidst the chaos.
Cultivating that list, nurturing those relationships, and delivering value through your emails is an investment that will pay dividends for years to come.
So no matter what other marketing channels you're using, don't underestimate the power of email. Start building your list today and watch those connections blossom into loyal customers and raving fans.
It's a journey worth taking.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into email marketing. We'll see you next time for another exploration of the ideas that matter.